Yeah, he still talk and act like MC8.
Shut up, no, he don't.
From Menace to Society, nigga, straight up.
Get him out here, man.
Yo, I'm gonna put this picture in group me, nigga. And you will see exactly what I'm talking about. Yo, he got the white shoes on now. He still wears 6X shirts and shit.
You stupid. Gia. You know, I was on the spur last night.
Yeah, man, trying to get these ducats.
Yeah, man. He can't go. He can't let it go.
You know what I'm saying? He's stuck there, man. He's trying to get these ducats, cuz. Nigga, what did you just say to me? I know you got different level of lokes. You got different. Every picture, you got a durag on. Like, this nigga's so gangster, man, and can't fight himself, nigga.
Can't fight himself.
Oh, come on, son. Look, okay. This is the last one, man. Y'all don't laugh at this nigga.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. Just from a disclaimer.
This dude cracks me the fuck up, man. Yeah, this one is unexplainable.
What? What? Is he holding the fridge? What's
this? That's that prison cell workout.
You should have put a caption, hold me down.
What?
Why his outfit like a bathrobe?
Oh, but he's got everything he owns in his back pocket.
Yo. He has so many styles of durag, man. Is that a leather button-up shirt? Damn, player.
Nah, we got to lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we going to lose.
We going to lose. Who number one?
Forget that. You're
Yo, welcome to the show. It's episode 117. I'm in this thing. The money stay green. All in them like a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Did you say all in the bowls?
Yo, free the slaves, a.k.a. the black male version of Rosa Parks, a.k.a. Black History Month is still here. And let's go.
What's up, man? It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing like right after I dropped her off, a.k.a. Blake Griffin. If I see you in the parking lot, I'm going to start banging over top of the cars, man. Let's get it.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy L. I'm back, a.k.a. the L Train. A.K.A. call me Hot Hands because everything I touch is fire. A.K.A. that cold done touched my soul. A.K.A. she calls me WB because I wrecks her back three times a week. A.K.A. somebody email me a new spot because I done filled up the one I got. Let's get it.
Oh, man. Lioness.
Do you wreck her back after you get off the pole or before?
That's how I met her.
Oh, okay.
From the Wonder Booty.
It's all coming together.
Full circle. It's full circle right now, man.
AKA, I hate you both.
Oh. Good times.
I gotta start watching commercials. Why do I want a slushy Magic Max?
What the fuck is that?
It's like these kids that got these little cups, and I guess they put something in it, and they dancing around shaking it. And then when they open it up, it's like the New York slushies.
Yeah, little mama got one.
She got the slushy Magic Max?
Yeah.
Y'all ordered it when y'all seen the commercial?
Nah, she's had it for a couple of years now.
It work?
Yeah, just basically put ice in it, and then the slushy shit, and just shake it up, and it slushies it up.
Do you gotta dance around?
No, you don't have to do that.
Just don't be in the house twerking to make a slushy.
See, that was just uncalled for.
Well, where you gotta buy the stuff from them, huh?
Nuh-uh. I think we just got the Hawaiian Punch slushy shit. Well, not the little flavoring. And I think she has another one where you just put ice in it and turn it and it crushes it up and shit.
I'm about to buy this now. 30-day money back guarantee.
We'll make 30 days worth of slushies and send it back.
Hell yeah.
Wasn't feeling it.
Does anybody know what KD is doing?
All eyes on me.
Slandermatic.
All right, man. I thought he was going to be here. He said he was on his way. I guess he got caught up in the prison because he done bought a room. Now KD rents a room in a prison, but he can't get out unless they let him. So, dang. Yeah, he inside, y'all.
But can people get in?
Oh, all the prison mates can get in, but he can't get out. But they can get in, so. He'll be back next week, I think.
We hope.
But when they get in, do they just play cards?
They play something. I don't know.
Oh, they get in, and they get in.
So, KD on the inside.
Is
put
it cheap
put
rent?
Some money on your books next week.
Is it cheap rent?
I don't know. I didn't work out all the particulars.
But why would he chose to stay in a prison, though?
I don't know. It cut him off at that point. As you say, you got 30 seconds left. I guess he was making that free call. So he just told me he in. They ain't letting him out. But he good. So pray for KD.
Is that the same prison Fleece in?
Hey, man, you know more about that than me.
You the only one keeping tabs on Fleece. Man.
You are. This man got him on IG.
He got an IG.
I hope not.
You follow him on Twitter?
Hold on, let me see if he got an IG.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know why I said it, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's going to be a long day.
Oh, he got a selfie with him and KD.
Oh, that's going to be the cover.
Cell block 5, me and KD alive.
You stupid.
Yo, let's see what happened this week. Oh,
wait,
big announcement.
Before we get into that, I have to let y'all know how my Chicago trip went before we get into the stories and what happened. So, Chicago trip was good. Got bad news about my pops. You know, he got diagnosed with cancer. They say a rare form of cancer, so pray for him. But that food, anybody who follows me on Instagram or Facebook has seen the plethora of meals that I've been eating. And when I say I miss you home, the day I got back, I had to go to work the next day. So I went to work. Lunchtime came around. I got depressed because I was hungry.
Oh, man.
I got depressed.
That bad.
That dude went to Chicago and put in some work on that food. Hey,
the amount of gas I use to go location to location is ridiculous.
Yo, that chicken spot, what's it called? Harold's?
Yeah.
Is it just one of those or is it multiple?
It's multiple, but the one that I used to go to closed down, but I found another one. There's a couple in the city, a couple in the south suburbs.
I want to go to that one that's in the hood on the BJ Chicago Kid video.
I gotta see where that one is.
With Schoolboy Q. I was like, man, I forgot about the chicken when I was there. I forgot.
And the Heralds. Damn. You seen the picture.
Yeah.
The best chicken I ever had was like this little food truck in Oklahoma City called Bobo's.
Bobo's.
And they fried the biscuits too. They put it all in the same grease and then they cover it all in honey.
Damn.
Oh man. And they put a whole bunch of fries on there, so all of it's cooked together, and then they throw the honey on top. Boy, the line is so long too.
That sounds like Kenny's, but with barbecue sauce.
Dang, man. I wish I could eat that kind of stuff right now, man.
Yeah. My brother got mad at me. He was like, man, why you bring that back for me? Like, I can't bring that on the plane.
Why you bring it?
What's wrong with you?
For real, yeah?
Man, you should have put it on ice and sent it, man.
Hey, I broke him down with that Kenny's picture. He was straight until he seen that Kenny's.
So you went to Harold's and Kenny's?
Yeah.
He was doing too much, bro.
He went everywhere.
Hey, I went to Home of the Hoagies. I went to Harold's. I went to Kenny's. I went to Aaronstein's. I went to Sharks. Where else did I go?
Come on, bro.
Hey, man, it's just the list is endless. I went to Portillo's with that bacon and cheddar croissant. Not bacon and cheddar, but that beef and cheddar croissant.
And then when I got back to Florida, looked in the mirror, I gained abs.
GOC.
Dang. Only thing, I remember I went to L.A., went to Roscoe's. Me and Joanne went to Roscoe's for the first time.
Yeah.
They was like, what do you want, man? I was just picking, disappointing. Oh, I want that. I don't live here, so that. My bill was like $70 at
God damn, son.
Roscoe's. And I tried to take the stuff home to eat, but we ain't had no microwave. I forgot.
Yeah. Damn. Yo, fool be serious, man. Like, when I told Ashley I was coming down there, she's like, oh, we going to Kansas City to get some Gates. I'm like, damn, that's 3 hours. But yeah, we going. You know what I'm saying? she sent me a message on Facebook. The gates that we go to all the time, uh-huh. That bitch burnt down.
Dang.
Yeah, I was a little depressed. I'm like, oh man, damn man, for real.
Yeah, man, food. It should, man. They need to put some kind of they need to make some kind of something you could put in food where it's not bad for you to eat anything.
Yeah. Cause man, when you really put in that work on something good, dog, it goes bad fast, man.
And people would rather die than change their eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, if you change your eating habits, you'll lose weight. Fuck that.
Can't do it.
Yo, it's crazy.
I reserve those times especially for when I go to Chicago. I eat straight throughout the year, pretty decent. But when I go back home, My pops was looking at me like, man, you okay? I see what you brought in all week. You going to be all right?
A food cone with a corner just drooling. And shit.
I got people bringing me stuff on their way to visit me.
You got care packages coming in.
Oh, you coming over? Hey, man, stop by.
Hey, that's exactly how it was. My brother's like, yo, I'm coming over. I'm like, oh, hit up Home of the Hoagie. Because it's in the city. I ain't feel like driving out there. Hit up Home of the Hoagie and you know what to get me.
Yeah.
Hot with them barbecue fries. Oh.
Yo, who throwing marbles?
No, I just throw this thing across my table. Mm-hmm. No, that was me. That was me this time. Shouts out to Kai. Met up with her out there. She a fool.
Dang, man, I want to go back to the Shy.
Next month.
I want that chicken and waffles I had.
I'm going to go to that spot next time.
They had the chicken infused in the waffles, man.
See, that's... Y'all got to stop, man. Like, yo, y'all really making me think about driving up there when I go to the crib.
He said, y'all got to stop. Man, what else?
Oh, you had a special announcement. I interrupt you.
Oh, special announcement, man. Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao is finally going to get it on.
It's going down,
man. Oh, man. They said it's already crazy in Vegas. Like,
yeah.
They charging like $800 a night for rooms.
Mm. Didn't they say it's sold out already?
Yeah. But that's, man, they be lying. Like, when like the Kevin Hart show here sold out in 7 minutes. Man, that's it's robots taking the tickets, selling, buying them, throwing them on StubHub for higher prices.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
Because I went to StubHub right after that. I seen all them tickets up there for triple the price. I could have had my tickets, but I was being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
I had club seats, man, for $80 a piece.
Oh.
Damn, dog.
Dog, you should have picked up a couple of those.
That's what I was doing. I put
an extra
cart,
20 on them for you.
Then I was like, nah, maybe I can get something a little, something else. I refreshed. I did it like 3 times, dude. I got the club seats twice, refreshed. Then I started getting seats like right by the stage. I was like, cool. All right, I'm about to buy these. Refresh, bloop, all tickets are gone.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So then I went to StubHub. My $80 tickets was $375 a piece.
Yeah. LB.
So then, the only way to not be mad, I just start hating on Kevin Hart. He ain't that funny no way. I ain't even really want to go. I already seen him 3 times anyway. Dang, that was bad.
Hell yeah.
I should have just got them seats. And it was the seats right where, you know, the club seats, you ain't got to sit by all the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, why did I just pick them up, man?
Dog, I don't know. They like 300 now.
So man, now, go ahead.
It's $100 for all the way at the top, all the way in the back.
Nope.
Dang.
Literally as far back as you could get without falling out the building.
So you're basically at home watching.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to just wait till the day of and get the desperate people and where they drop the prices.
The one who's stuck at work?
Yeah, like, oh, man, I got to sell these. I got to lower the prices. Or I'm going to be stuck. So I'm going to just cop them. I'm going to just get them people. Oh, man. But, yeah, man. Mayweather. How y'all think, who y'all got in the fight?
Man, I got to go with Money May.
Money May in a decision?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to knock him out.
No. I won't shoot for Pacquiao.
You know, if you shoot for Pacquiao, it got to be in a knockout.
Yeah, because it goes to decision. They ain't going
to
give it.
Yeah, they're not going to give it to Pacquiao if it go to decision.
Because they already set that up when they gave it to Tim Bradley. When Pacquiao was destroying him the whole fight, they gave the fight to Tim Bradley.
Hell no.
Yo, I was on the betting site, and like after every round, the numbers change depending on who's winning. So that it went from like -300 favorite for Pacquiao. Every round it went up -400, -600. By the end of the fight, it was like -2,000 for Pacquiao. And this fool still lost. I was like, yep, they got you, dog.
Yeah. What's the line now?
Oh, it's whack. It's like only -200 Mayweather.
Really? Damn.
So that's another reason they going to want Pacquiao. No, they're going to need Floyd Mayweather to win. Now, hold up. I think that line going to go. That line has to go up like more Mayweather because if you leave it at 200, -200, like all the rich people could throw millions on Mayweather.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh man. I think Mayweather probably gonna win in a 12-round decision, but I'm putting my money on Pacquiao knockout.
Yo, but what if Floyd knock him out though?
Man, if he knock him out, that'd be crazy. What if you sleep him like he did, like old boy did Pacquiao.
Yeah. Or like Floyd did Hatton. Remember when we knocked Hatton ass out.
Oh, that'd be, what if it's like, what if he did that like in the first round?
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like, yo, hey man, Floyd already got a big fucking ego, right? Y'all been talking all this shit. And I slept this boy. Come on, dog. You couldn't tell Floyd shit.
You ain't gonna walk around with a picture of him sleep on his shirt.
Nah, man, for real. If Floyd knock him out, man, he pulling his meat out in the ring, dog. Straight up.
You stupid.
Yo, what can you tell him, dog? Yo, y'all can't say shit to me, man.
I can't wait to see, like, if Floyd win, I want to see, like, what new excuses they're going to have.
Oh, it's going to be these fucking haters, man. It's going to be something, dog.
Because right now, you can't say the age because Floyd's older than him.
Yeah, it's what, 37 and 36 or some shit like that?
Yeah. So then, what you're going to say? Ah, they waited too long to fight. Like, they saying, like, if it was a year ago, what's 1 year?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Y'all just reaching now.
And then, you know, Floyd fight again in September.
Yeah, who he fight? Is he going to fight Cotto?
Man, I think it's going to be Pacquiao again.
Well, yeah, they could double up on it.
Because if he beat him and he feel like it was an easy fight for him.
Yeah, he did. He'll do it again.
Yeah, they're going to do it again. I think that'll be his last. That's supposed to be his last fight. But he going to want that. I know Floyd want that 50-0.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what? Ain't the record like 40? 49?
Yeah, Rocky Marciano.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the only thing he can shoot for, really.
And if I was him, I'd fight like somebody who just got two professional fights.
I'd be like, give him the title fight. Find me Glass Joe from Mike Tyson's Punch Out. That's my last
fight. And then I just use an excuse like, hey man, I'm trying to give the up and comer. He's very powerful, and I just need him known. I'm trying to help the sport.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give him a shot. I'm going to beat his motherfucking ass. But I'm trying to give him a shot.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that. I'm glad I ain't got to stay in the hotels, though.
Oh, y'all got a little spot again?
Man, you know, we always got the spot, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
I stay in the hotels. It's like the second time in Vegas. Oh, man, now we go move on to what's been popping the whole week.
Yo.
Amber Rose versus the Kardashian clan versus Kanye West versus the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, look, man, y'all need to fucking leave Amber alone. Because Amber lethal with her shit, dog. She ain't pulling no punches, man.
This is how it all started. I got the clip right where they asked about the Kardashians. On my bootleg setup.
I was just like, what's
her keyword was?
What's her motive? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So you don't rock with Kim?
Duh.
She was sending naked pictures to Kanye and she asked her to stop when they were dating and she didn't stop.
And she didn't. But that was years ago.
Right.
We're all off that now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But
just save some little. I don't know. My kids buy naked pictures of Kim. Everybody got those.
Yeah, I was nervous at first with China, but then when we started talking and stuff like that, she's just an amazing girl. Mm-hmm. And
get off China.
I feel like she wouldn't do that to me.
Right. You know, if she's talking about her, she's gonna be talking about
right,
you.
Right. Exactly. China's a really, really good person. She's not shady. She's not a fucked up individual. She just, you know, her and Kim's relationship just didn't work out
because of Tyga, I'm sure.
Right.
Understandably.
Which she always said that Kim was a very nice girl. It really doesn't have to do anything with Kim. It's just it's an awkward situation.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it also because you two are going through like something similar, like a breakup? You would maybe do something together, like a show or something like that? Because it seems.
I can't find the part where she said Kim is just phony and fake to her.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, she got an Instagram picture with a boob out saying, oops, my boob fell out.
Bitch. First of all, it's like y'all battling who's to see the more successful whore. Like, come on, man. This shit is ridiculous, dog.
Yeah, man. I say Amber started because she didn't have to say. Man, you got to just avoid the questions, man.
Yeah, man. Just.
Marshawn Lynch them joints.
You know what I'm saying? For real, man. But when it came out that. When it got to Twitter, you know, saying she told Khloé, just because your dad's a murderer, no, just because your dad got away with murder, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is crazy.
She had to say OJ was that girl daddy, man.
Your dad's a murderer.
You know what I'm saying? Then what did Kanye say? He had to take 30 showers.
30 yeah. showers, dog? Come on, man.
And then what did Amber say? You know, wait, 30 showers? But Kim let Ray J nut on her? Never mind. Yo. Like, look, man, you can't go slut shaming a chick you've been with when you with the same chick in a different form, dog. That just don't make no sense to me.
Now, did you see the meme video where Kanye said, I had to take 30 showers, and then it's like, hold up, wait a minute. And then it puts Kim's face up there where she's crying, and it shows all the dudes she was with.
Yeah.
Oh, that jump was funny.
Like, yo, really, really think about it, man. Kim got numbers. You know what I'm saying? And the numbers that we know, those is just highway miles. What about them city yeah. miles that we don't know about? You know what I'm saying?
The numbers that got her to where she got her to the highway.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, come on, man. Y'all can't be doing this, man. Y'all should just let this shit just slide away. Because this is not the fight that you want, man.
He's talking about the club promoters and the plastic surgeons.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the bus boy that lets you in the back door and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yo, like, what's up with the plastic surgery, though? I don't understand it. Like, if you see her picture, she was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
They get addicted.
Like, did she just, did you, like, you know all the dudes was trying to get on her, though.
Yeah.
Like, even like back then. So, what makes you, all the dudes is trying to get on me. But let me go get the surgery on my face.
I don't, like, man, them surgeries never turn out good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we can always tell. Like, yo, you didn't fuck your face up, man.
I think this is where Kanye said 30 showers.
Now that she has the access to John Paul Cool, to Stephen Klein, to Merton Marcus, I can name all the really high level, Jackie Nicholson, all the high level photographers now. She's going to have mine, family, and she's going to create a legacy.
You name all those brands and stuff, but the hood don't know that. So the hood is like, Kanye, just tell your wife she don't got to get naked no more.
But she could get naked if she wants to. It's not illegal to right. get naked and, you know. And then you think about this, like if Adam had never ate the apple, we'd all be naked. So
you hit us with that last time. I still have not understood that one.
But let me ask you this.
I've been trying to get that one out for 2 years.
Do you feel compelled to reach out to Amber Rose, being that that's your ex-girlfriend, and saying, listen, just calm it down, leave my wife alone, and just chill out?
She's just soaking in the moment. Nobody feel compelled to do nothing. If Kim had like dated me when I first wanted to be where it wouldn't be an Amber Rose. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dang.
So it's your fault, Kim. It's your fault. I collared at you before.
But Amber said Kim was sending you naked pictures while y'all was together, though.
I wish. I would have gladly, happily have liked to. She, you know, she didn't. Why? Because by the way, it's like it's very hard for a woman to, you know, want to, you know, want to be with someone else with Amber Rose. So she wasn't sending nothing, real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to take 30 showers before I got with Kim, you know?
Solomay was loving it, boy.
Yeah, he was.
30 of them things.
That's crazy, son.
Yo, and then, come on, man. What's the true story of these naked pictures, man? I can't even see Kim sending no random, especially Kanye West of all people, some naked pictures.
If she didn't want to fuck with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, at the time he was messing with her, wasn't she messing with that Chris Humphries dude?
Yeah, and Kanye was been trying to get at her.
You know what I'm saying? So that just, the whole timeline just seemed like it's fucked up, nigga. Like, this shit is crazy.
Sending me some naked pictures. Hey, out of the blue, hey, here you go, buddy.
Here you go. I mean, I know you can get these anywhere online, but hey.
These are for you.
You know what I'm saying? These are just for you.
Yeah, why Charlamagne always, what is he doing with his mouth? Like he eating sunflower seeds? What is that?
That's that old man getting ready to talk shit. You
know? He got to warm up his gums.
Got that on you, young boy. You know what I'm saying? He's eating sunflower seeds. God damn it.
Yo, Kanye was doing Like, I was like, oh, okay, Kanye doing pretty good this interview, man.
Yeah, he actually was, yo.
Until. Let's play this part.
Started coming and we just started bouncing ideas off each other. So with me, you know, I'm only a humble servant. You know, if you have power, you have to empower. You had a power to get power away. Well, I said on the word song power. No one man should have all that power is a true statement. No one man has the power. The power is in the people. The people give you the power. The people chose me to be the people's champ. And as soon as I go up, talk about me, you lose that. Mm-hmm. And then you got next generations. You got, no matter how hard I try, Drake is going to speak to a generation mm-hmm. in a way that I might not have been at that same basketball game he was at, that same high school game, watched that same TV show, went to that same club. Tiger's going to speak to a certain, Big Sean's going to speak to a certain generation. And it's important for a revolution, like Common said on that song he just won for. It's the youth and the OGs have to come together. You need the energy of the youth. You need the knowledge of the OGs.
That's why, the Bible. Old men for counsel, young men for war.
Yeah, that's why I sit with Puff. Mm-hmm. I sit with Dame. I sit with Jay. I sit with Farrakhan. And I talk to the OGs and try to, you know, figure out how we can help each other. You know?
Now with Tiger, mentioning Tiger, you're executive producing his album. Yeah. You feel like his relationship with your sister-in-law is inappropriate?
I think that. That's a good question right there. You know what I'm saying? I think that.
Think about it.
I think he got in early. I think he was smart.
Whoa.
Mm.
You almost had it.
He was so close. You just went straight to, you don't have the answers. You just went back to that.
And that's when Twitter exploded.
Oh.
So now, guys, get in early. It's smart.
Damn. Yo, but I know dudes like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, look here, man. Like, yo, homeboy, when I was in the military, like, hey, man, we'll go down to high school with me.
Ooh.
For what? Pick up these girls, man. Like, nigga, they in high school.
Exactly.
Look here, man. She's going to be fine when she get older, man. I'm just going to put my bid in now. Like, come on. No. No.
I do like how he threw out the name of his song, but Cuban Bead comes his
I know,
whole
right?
title.
The song you just won for.
Yeah, that song you
just won for. Grace Pass. That one...
Dang, Kanye, because Kanye did good. Those two, he had two hiccups, one big one.
Yeah.
Get in young.
Yeah.
Fellas. Well, now, shoot, the way it's going now, you might have to get in younger because high school's full of kids now. So you got to get into middle school if you try to get well without kids.
Yeah, it's, man, you got to start controlling the daycares because it ain't going to work, man. I'm trying to find a chick without a baby, man. They having babies at 12 and 13 and shit.
Did you hear when they talked to Tyga?
Mm-mm.
They talked to Tyga about the situation. He was like, man, I've been knowing them we've been knowing them for a long time. People don't see that. We've been close. Like, they call me. I go over there and eat.
Stuff
like that. Then he was like, yeah, man, that's just my home girl. We just friends. We just go out and do stuff. But then, like, 2 days later, he put a picture on Instagram saying, oh, you're so beautiful. You're the best thing on this earth, whatever crap. Like, come on, man.
Hey, man, just shut up for, like, 6 more months, dog. Yeah. You're going to be 18 in 6 months, man. Or move to Nevada or something, dog, where it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, look, man, he need to go... he could drive to Nevada, man. The age of consent there is 16. You know what I'm saying? Then nobody will have a problem with what you're doing, man.
Hey, that's what they were saying. They were saying that that he stayed clean in the states that aren't legal, but he took him like an all-star weekend.
Oh, banging him.
Yeah. They said he'd do it outside of L.A.
You know what I'm saying? Took over to Paris and bucked him real good. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid. But what if you okay, what if you got her pregnant somewhere where it's legal, but then she had the baby, she went back to where it's not legal and had the baby, but it's 12 months, so he passed the 6 months mark.
Hey, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how that worked, dog. Well, like, I know, no, Jack Johnson. Remember, no, you know who Jack Johnson is, right?
The boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was married to a chick and drove to another state, and they arrested him for transporting a minor across state lines.
What?
Yeah, but it was his wife, though. You know what I'm saying? They still arrested him for that shit. Hey.
I wonder why, like, a lot of people don't try to use that defense. Like, nope, here's our tickets. We only messed around in New York.
I don't know, man. Like, yo, well, yo, man, you got to keep your PDA, your public display of affection, to a minimum, man, for 6 months, dog.
6 months, man. It's that's not that
you.
Hard.
Oh, God, I love you so much. Shut up. Shut your ass up.
You know why I'm really going to be mad? Is he doing all this, I love you and stuff, while it's questionable and everybody looking at it and scrutinizing him. But then when she's legally able.
And they break up.
Yeah, they break up or he cheating on him. Like, come on, man. Come on.
For real, dog. You did all this shit that's putting your freedom in jeopardy. And then when you can't do it, nah, I don't want to do it anymore.
Nah, she too old.
She done got old.
Yo, what if he get another 17? Oh, she turned 18. Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? God, she turned 18. She, I'm going to need my young thug like Bert. God damn.
Is there any new, y'all get y'all Yeezys this week, yesterday?
Now you already know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yo, Twitter, y'all got to go on Twitter on these shoe releases and just go to the mention. I went to Adidas Mentions.
Yeah.
Because the whole site froze up, like it always does when the big shoe come out, Nike, any site. So they're like, oh, they first they tweeting, they mad at Adidas, talking about y'all need to step y'all servers up. Y'all know we trying to get these shoes, blah, blah, blah. Then they adding Kanye, we going to tell Kanye.
See, Kanye don't know y'all.
They tweeting Kanye like, you shouldn't have went with this company who can't handle shoe releases. This is ridiculous. I'm trying to give you money. And they was putting pictures up of their cart and showing how the website was down, talking about we'll be back soon. Oh man, it was the best. I was dying laughing. So I went to see what they was talking about, and I went to add them in my cart. I got them in the cart. I'm like, what? But then when you try to pay, it'll keep loading, then it'll say, we'll be back soon.
Hell no. Nah.
Man, I could have got up here and went and tripled him to the one of these little dudes that's crying about him.
Hell yeah. Did you want a pair, though?
Like, yeah, heck yeah. I was going to flip them joints.
Oh, okay, so you want them just for the flip. Okay.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to try to go all crazy like them. I was just going to do, like, maybe a double it up just to get my money real quick.
Yeah, hit them for 700, yeah.
Yeah, just get in and out. But, yo, I ain't gonna lie. The maroon ones
are just as whack as the gray ones.
Dog, no. The maroons with the white, you know that I could flip with that?
No.
Oh, man. I can make it look so good, dog.
There's nothing good about that shoe, man.
Dog, the maroon ones just look better.
They just look maroon.
You should get a pair, man.
Oh, that nigga say I'm trying to make a sexier UGG.
What?
That entire statement just fucks me up, dog.
Cause then Charlamagne tried to clown, like, yeah, people saying it look like UGGs out here. I'm glad that you said that.
I'm trying to make a sexier UGG. No. And then Envy, god damn, Envy. They are comfortable. Uggs are comfortable. Why do you know that?
I'm looking at the maroons right now. No deal.
Nah, quit hating, man.
Come on, shit.
Quit hating.
Look at the picture. The shoelace just go up into the top of the shoe.
That's it. They tying shit. They ain't tightening shit. They just there.
No, that's just how they got them. Why you type in maroon Uggs instead of Kanye?
Pretty much the same thing.
Maroon Kanye? Oh, nothing. Come on. You type Bing is, yo, every search engine is trash if it's not Google.
Yep.
And then every time you download something, they're trying to hit you with these other stupid search engines, and you can't never revert back to Google.
Hell yeah.
So heated. I try to make it go back. Restore default. Dang.
What else happened? Oh, the 50 Shades of Grey release.
Yo, my homegirl said she was highly disappointed because she couldn't enjoy the movie with all the females hooting and hollering.
God.
Really? Acting like 5-year-old kids.
They love that porn, bro. They that, love that
book porn.
Yo, yeah. you got it up on the site, Lionel?
On the site?
Yeah.
I just look for the picture.
No, I'm saying, do you got on Plex? Do you got 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh no!
They go why?
Because I want to see what it's. I want to see what all this hype's about. But I ain't gonna pay for the month. For the
movie. Yeah, you know, like somebody. I think it was in the UK. They were doing a story about it, and some dude walked out that bitch by himself.
Oh.
And seen the camera's dog and dipped right. He turned me to- like you. You walking out of this fucking movie by myself, bitch.
Oh, man.
I think somebody got caught, a female got caught rubbing one out in there.
Yeah, female.
Yeah.
Like, wait, how did she get caught, though? Somebody had to go tell. Like, her right there, she did it.
Hey, man, maybe she was really enjoying that shit. You know what I'm saying?
She'd have got her shirt, top, bottoms on the seat next to her, folded up.
Still, she's got full old naked. And got that Vaseline making nothing but noise.
Dang, whoa. Whoa there, buddy.
Yo, jacking up. Yo, see, that shit was... Pee Wee Herman got arrested for that shit and got vilified for jacking off at a porn theater.
Yeah, that ended his career.
Yo, you in a regular movie theater, dog. Like, goddamn.
Ain't nothing finna happen to her. When they get out, it's just gonna be a whole bunch of dudes following her to every theater she go to after that.
You wanna see that movie?
Try to catch another show.
I will be there.
Yeah, man, I gotta find that, man. I wanna see what this hype is about. Cause I ain't seeing any females posted like, oh, toasting about it.
Yo, a lot of shit I've been seeing, man. A lot of them was disappointed with the movie. Mm. It's never as good as the book.
I'm tired of that stupid argument too. Like, how many times they gonna say that? Who cares? Oh, it wasn't good as a book. Well, enjoy your book and don't watch it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's really not supposed to be. They can put way more in that book than they can in this movie. So a lot of shit get cut out.
Unless they want to make like an 8-hour movie. I want to see like an 8-hour movie, but an epic joint.
Roots.
No, I'm talking about in the theater. Like it's one part and they tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like pack a lunch. You're going to be here for a while.
And bring a diaper.
Yo, your boy, Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
They're not paying him. They're telling him they might put the franchise tag on him.
Yeah.
Dez tweeted out, I guess they don't care about me as much as I care or something.
Mm-mm.
But I heard through the grapevine, the reason the Cowboys is not committing to Dez, because there is a Ray Rice, esque tape floating around.
Dez.
That the league knows about and it's been on the hush for a while now, and they're scared it's gonna come out and they don't know what actions will be taken against Dez, so they don't want to give him all this money and he can't play.
Dez, are they beating bitches?
And Dez put out a statement saying, my past transgressions, I've learned from them all.
Oh, Dez did that shit.
Confirmation.
Yep. Dez been kicked off in somebody's ass. Yep.
And he said something to like, he's not gonna let nobody shake him down for money or whatever.
Yeah.
Like what he did in the past. So I'm thinking maybe whoever got that tape is like, look, dog,
I'm gonna need that bread.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that bread or this tape gonna surface. And there's like, I ain't paying you.
Oh, you ain't. Well, if you blackmailing, wait till they get the new contract and then bring that shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That make more sense to me.
Yeah, but I mean, you already know he got the bread regardless. So this is just backing him in a corner, though.
Yeah. So he don't. So he want to get that money. He gonna pay you that money to get that money.
Yeah. But yo, past transgressions, right? That sound like that was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
It's probably like around the time when he beat his mom up and stuff.
What?
You knew about that.
No.
That was huge. Beat his mom. Yeah, he beat his mom up. His mom was like a blood or something.
What?
You didn't know about that?
In a whole gang fight.
That's when they made Dez. They had like a babysitter for him. And he had to be in by 9 o'clock. And they had a dude with him at all times. Dang. Y'all remember none of this?
No.
This man beat his mom's up.
God damn.
Yo, but they said his mom was like a goon for real, though.
Yo, it gotta be if you try to fight her. Yo, they say he beat up his mama. He fought his mama.
An athlete.
Damn, yo. She triple OG, dog. Damn.
He said, what?
Nigga, that's hilarious.
Stupid, man.
Nigga fought his mom's, B. Damn.
Yeah, man.
I'm weak, son. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how he got that. Because they already, they already was scared to draft him. Everybody's scared to draft him because of college stuff.
Yeah.
And that happened. It's like, oh, the Cowboys made a bad decision. Then that's when he turned everything around.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to do with Winston?
Oh, fat, slow Winston?
He look flabby and sick.
He got the slowest 40 time.
I think it's 6 minutes.
They said Marcus Mariota would just killed him.
Oh, for real?
But I'm like, yo, Tom Brady ain't fast.
At all.
Maybe he's the next Tom Brady.
Maybe, man. If he could stay out of trouble.
Did you hear it when they was on it, when they had him and Mariota doing an interview on ESPN?
Nah.
Oh, man. They was like, they asked some question about, do you guys ever talk about the championship? Like, does he give you a hard time? And Winston was like, no, man, y'all got to remember, before this one, I got my ring last year. Them D's nose got a ring. I'm like, oh.
Oh, man, goddamn. Okay, first thing we're going to do is get this motherfucker some speech classes.
Put all his money toward education.
Yeah. But
he was talking good until that part, then it just came back. It all came out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can't hide it for too long, man. You said that shit come out eventually.
Your boy got beat up. Was it this weekend or last weekend? Last weekend?
Who?
Who caught them hands? Oh, Ray J.
Oh, by his girl.
Yeah, like, ooh, took out his ACL and everything.
Yeah, yo, she got to be hanging with Dez Bryant, mama, son. She beat that boy ass, yo.
You think he was just trying to get away? I think he was trying to get away, made a move and slipped or something, and ripped his ACL and fell, and it was hurting so bad. Like, the pain was so crucial, and that's when she jumped on him.
Yeah, like, yo, she went to work on that ass.
Went to work on him. He couldn't do nothing at that point.
Yeah, yo, like you said, something was wrong with his eye, his ribs, and shit. I'm like, God damn, Rich, hey. Why y'all ain't do nothing when the bitch jumped on me?
And then you see everybody's partying on him. Like, oh, so now that's reversed. It's party time.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit go.
I can't wait to tell the story, though.
And you know, Ray J gonna give us a good one.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, dog.
Where the phone call at, Ray J?
You know, I tried to make a left cut real quick around the table, and that's when I felt it pop.
Booty goon.
And then right after I felt it pop, my G, I felt it pop, my G, I fell down. And that's when she just started on the She started unloading on me. I was like, dang, man. I couldn't call none of the homies or nothing because all the homies had already went home by the time this all popped off.
The homies was at home.
We was about to get dressed to go to the club, you know, turn up 15 bottles, you know what I'm saying? I was going to jump in the Lamborghini Diablo, might bring out the Gelato, you know, we was just going to do it real big.
I hate you sometimes.
Yo, I'm telling you, if I get rich, I want to hang out with Ray J, man. Dude, funny.
Yeah,
anyway, man, why you laugh so much at me? I'm like, dog, you funny, dog.
Well, you're like, yo, I'm really not trying to be. I'm not trying to be funny. You just keep laughing at me, man.
Yo, that's one of those dudes just be laughing. I'm just going over your house to laugh at you, dog.
Go in there, don't say nothing. Just sit in the corner watching you giggling and shit.
Oh, man. Oh, we got called out on another show, too.
We did?
Yeah, we got, our tanks got called out on a Hot Fire Starter.
What?
Yeah, Greg. A dude named Greg. He got called out on our tanks. I was dying laughing. Oh, I'm about to play it.
Word.
I wrote down the time and everything.
Yeah.
Let me see. It was episode 169 called Derek Phelps. Yep. At the 3 minute, no, 3 hour.
God damn.
God. 3 hours and 2 minutes. It's so funny, I was dying. Because, you know, you just be listening to it, you don't expect nothing.
Yeah.
It came out like, yo. Hello. Dang, I don't know how to. All right, I think it's right here.
Good. Thanks for asking, though.
Quick thanks. I was listening to the Forget That Yo podcast, and the host called J. Edgar Hoover, Larry Hoover.
That changed a lot, yo.
He actually said that. He said it would have been a whole different America if Larry Hoover ran the FBI. The same host called Quintel Pro and Protel.
Come on. Hold up. Quintel Pro and Protel, yeah?
That sounds like a cheap ass computer, yeah?
Oh, I like it better, young.
Yeah. Yeah, the Improtel. And then Larry Hoover ran FBI.
Got him.
Yo, that was your take, though.
That Intel Pro, yeah, that was me. But that Larry Hoover.
That Larry was your
take. That was not you, wasn't that KD?
No.
But that was KD.
Dude, that was you.
No. Oh, man, y'all trolling me, man. The Improtel, good.
Yo, I'm glad you put that on you, though. That's cool.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Hey, man, speaking about chicks beating up and getting at dudes.
Uh-oh.
We got another one. Woman allegedly tries to bite off a man's penis.
Come on, man.
See, at least Ray J didn't get his penis bit off.
She might have tried.
That's the first thing she should have took. Oh, why they got a picture of some teeth? That's some nice teeth. Give it some pretty teeth, boy.
Oh, man. So he claims after a night of drinking with his girlfriend, they start fighting about how needy she's become. said they went home and Ellis left the victim. He fell asleep on the couch and woke up to find Ellis biting his penis off.
God damn it.
Said he was able to fight her off, but she managed to hit him over the head with a laptop.
God damn.
Is this you, Chris?
Hey, man. Stay out of my personal business.
You see, you schedule several stitches to the penis.
Good God, man.
And he had injuries to the head, face, neck, fingers, and knee.
Dang.
Yo, you got to be really mad at somebody to hit him with a laptop, B.
she had it on deck.
If this, you know what I'm saying? Up, I'm banging you.
One real quick.
Amber Ellis. God damn it.
After a night of drinking is always the beginning of a story.
Yeah, yo, all the time. All the time, man.
Oh, man. Oh, you check. What'd you think about the Black History mix? Sci-Hi Black History Part 2 mixtape.
Woo!
He killing him.
Man.
Yo, I need one every year now.
For real, dog. It has, man. That, what's that? Oh, that one woman man. Oh, man. That shit's so dope.
Yo, he is killing the game, dog.
Hell yeah.
What do you think about that Drake?
Say what now?
What do you think about that Drake?
That who what?
Lydell, you got that Drake?
Yeah, I got that Drake.
What do you think about that?
Hey, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad to me until he started singing.
Yeah. That's the thing about Drake, man. When he flowing, it's cool. But when he starts singing, man, like, God damn, dog.
No, I like the singing tracks better because I like rap and R&B put together.
Yeah.
But when he had the Party Next Door dude on there.
Yeah.
And it was like a bunch of weird joints. Like, I don't know, man. It just sounded like a bunch of animals in the woods howling. Like, ooh.
Yeah. Yo, like you said, I do like rapping R&B. Like, my favorite songs, dog, is a dude rapping with somebody singing the hook. I for some reason, that shit. Damn.
What?
That shit resonates with me. But I don't need the rapper, the one to be singing. You know what I'm saying? Get somebody else to do that shit, man.
But he sang pretty good, though.
So we just
shoot.
So we just making phone calls?
Yeah, we just go keep talking like you ain't pressing buttons.
No, somebody called me and I was like, since y'all want to call during the show,
you got to be on the show.
Dang, how do you delete a number though if you put the wrong number in?
Oh shit!
Somebody help. Shoot, man. And it won't go away even when I click off of it. Yo, somebody else call.
What's the number?
Dang, I can't get in. Oh, I can put it in the chat. Here we go.
Forever.
No, I don't think y'all could call. I don't think you got minutes on your Skype.
I got a couple.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Ooh, I did just get 100 free minutes I gotta add.
Forever.
Hey man, I'm gonna go ahead and say fuck y'all on that FUBU jersey picture. Everybody, I love that was great. I mean, eat a dick.
Eat a dick. <you. laughs> Wilding out. You see the number?
Yeah, I see the number.
Yo, why the dial pad won't delete though? That's crazy to me. So I'm just supposed to stay up here forever.
Forever.
This is so stupid. I don't know how that day we was prank calling people on here. Like everything was going so smooth.
Smooth, hell yeah.
Because now I cannot work this dial pad for nothing. Line out disappeared?
No, I'm right here.
Yeah, how do you get it off of there?
Oh, you just try to put some numbers up and then went and delete?
No, I'm just looking at it to see if they had like a button to.
So, boop, boop, boop.
Yo, Skype me to fix a system. Well, maybe I'll just call a random person.
Oh, no. Click on the number and then backspace.
I tried that.
That shit worked over here.
What?
Oh shit. I'm hit.
Yo, what are you writing, an essay?
Good God. I typed one word.
Hey, what'd you type? Extra cattle of that's the doses? How you say that?
That's the tank.
Super.
Wow. Just let it go.
Super casual, freakalistic, escalation.
No, stop.
Y'all
man.
Can't say it.
Super fragilistic, expialidocious.
I don't think it was fragilistic.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
We got kids.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me Google YouTube it. Super casual. Ooh.
Yo, man, this white shooting at you.
Yo, the mic, everything, because I got, like, the mic in front of the keypad. It's ridiculous the way this is set up. Super, hey, ooh, who can't nobody spell this? This Mary Poppins making up this stuff?
Yeah.
This got to be some kind of sexual.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Damn. Stop it.
She said, even though it sounds ridiculous, then why you keep saying it?
You see that dude with the child support?
What happened to him?
We talked about it before. He was in jail. The chick put his name on a birth certificate so she could get welfare. A couple of years later, he got pulled over, and he got warrants for not paying child support, like $60,000. So he go to court, and he ain't got to pay the girl, but he has to pay the state back. So they cut it in half, $30,000. He's been going to court like, this is not my kid. It's been proven that it's not my kid. And the judge still said, you got to pay this money back because you waited so long to take care of this matter.
I'm in jail.
Exactly. And he said every time he go to court, he tell him, this is not my child. I shouldn't have to pay this money. But they got him anyway.
No, but in jail, he had nothing but time and opportunity to take care of.
But how did he know about it? They ain't sending letters to the jail.
Yeah.
He had to know why he was in jail.
No. He was in jail for something else, and they brought the child support subpoena to his house when he was at jail. So by the time he got out, you know what I'm saying? He didn't. He never got the letter. The dude that brought the letter, the process server, said that he got it, but he didn't because he was in jail. He just gave it to somebody else and forged the paperwork. So he never knew nothing about it until he got pulled over. And they said that he owed child support. He's like, I ain't got no fucking kids. And that's when he found out everything that was going on.
These stories got to be made up to me because I'll be talking to that judge like he lost his mind.
Yeah, the child support system is so fucked up, man, that somebody's going to have to pay for this child. And, hey, we got you in the system now, so you're going to do it.
Heck nah.
And if you don't pay it, you go to jail.
I would have stole on that judge. Like, yeah, you know it's not me, dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's proven this is not my child. Oh, but you took so long to fix this matter. No, I didn't. Y'all the one. As soon as I come to court with proof that this is not my child, shit's over. You know what I'm saying? There's no other situation to have.
Yeah, like, here go the paper. And if he want to say anything else about it, I'd be like, hey, man, shut up. Like, it's done, son.
Hell yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
$30,000 for a kid that ain't yours.
And you just finished getting locked up, so you know you ain't got no job.
You know what I'm saying? And probably ain't going to get one because you've been locked up.
And then they're going to take it out your check.
Oh, they start taking out my check, dog. That's why I'm going to start selling cocaine.
Back in jail we go.
Yep.
Like, what y'all want me to do? Y'all garnishing my wages. I got rent. I ain't got no kids.
That's that hurt.
Oh, you heard about your boy. What's your boy's name? The quarterback for the 49ers?
Kaepernick.
Yeah. Yo.
Yo, Cap troll game is the truth, nigga.
Yo, Cap killed that man. He had to do that man like that.
For real. Yo, he didn't say, yo, you got 8 followers, man. Even your family don't want to know what you do.
Dang. No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, Cap tweeted like, yo, I just got out some crazy workout, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He, like, named his workout. So a dude was like, yeah, that workout ain't helping you throw the ball to receivers. And then,
okay. He said the workout, and he's like, now 2 hours of studying these plays. And then that's when the dude was like, yo, that workout ain't going to help you find them receivers. Hashtag study. And he was like, yo, did you not? He said, well, you obviously can't read because I said I was studying. And then he just kept going. Then he ethered this dude, man. But, yo, it helped the dude. He got like 2,000 followers off that shit.
Yeah, dude had 8 followers and he got 2,000 off that.
Yep.
And his tweets are still lame.
And I'm motherfucker.
I need to go at somebody.
Yeah, man. I'm about to start going at everybody getting followers up. Mike, was that the dude who went up to Carmelo? What Carmelo call him? His face looks like a brown donut or something.
Hell no. Hell no.
Remember the Carmelo donut meme?
Mm-mm.
Hey, man, you don't remember nothing.
I don't.
Let me see. Carmelo, I'm going to just put Carmelo donut. Here you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's loaded. Here you go.
The glazed donut. Glazed face.
Donut.
They got to look like about to catch a glazed donut.
Yeah, they call that man a glazed donut face, dog.
So many pictures.
Happy New Year's Eve. Start the year off right with a pair of these pre-release M10s, right? Carmelo Anthony. This is at Kingsley 5, Young OG. How about you win a ring? You fucking kill me, man. Rooting for you all the fucking time, and you always disappoint me. Carmelo Anthony at Kingsley 5. I didn't ask for your glazed donut face ass to root for me anyway. God damn.
Yo. Your glazed donut face. Yo.
God damn.
Yo, I read dude's tweets after that. He was like, oh, man, my favorite player just dissed me.
Hard.
Like, look how you came at him.
For real, yo. You shouldn't have been talking to him with that haircut anyway.
Oh.
What the fuck is that about, son? Come on, B.
Face to the face.
Damn, yo.
Any of y'all watch the Combine?
No.
What y'all think about Zack Snyder playing Aquaman?
What?
Y'all know who Zack Snyder is?
No.
You watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Dang.
Yeah, I do.
That's Stone,
you need to do better with your life. Yeah, you watch Stone, reality TV, but not Game of Thrones. Yeah. I'm pulling your goon card.
Yep.
What?
It's under review now.
Do goons watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's goon activity.
Yes.
What
you would know.
Well, I'm a goon against goons, man. I don't do what every goon do.
Goon against
goons. Pulling your card.
Man.
You don't even watch The Walking Dead.
Nah.
Oh.
I do not. I do not watch that, sir.
But that new episode of Love of Hip Hop was popping, wasn't it?
It actually was, man.
Oh, yep. Your goon card gone.
Cool.
It was fights.
Oh, my bad. It's Jason Momoa.
I was about to say, I see nothing about Zack Snyder.
See, that's the tank again, man.
Zack Snyder was the one who tweeted the picture of Jason Momoa and Aquaman gear. It looked dope.
Yeah, it actually do.
That's how swole I'm going to be by. What are you laughing for?
Oh,
man?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I ain't getting hard.
Yeah. Man. All right. I'm 2 weeks in now.
Of the food?
Of clean eating.
Yeah.
But I did mess up a couple times. But is it really? It's not really messing up. It's just having something good. Well, I mean, how to say it? Anyway, I had some ice cream and cake twice, and a brownie and a pizza.
Was it the happy birthday on both cakes?
Yeah. Does what you call that place? Is Boston Market bad food for you?
Pretty much all fast food is bad for you.
So I shouldn't eat I ate spinach from Boston Market. That's wrong?
No, I should go with vegetables.
But I had the sweet potatoes. I know it's full of extras. And okay. I had the turkey. And I had the meatloaf once.
That's actually pretty good.
Okay. Other than that two times the cake and that pizza and the brownie.
Yeah.
2 weeks. I just been drinking like a cold pressed juices, you know, and they take all the vegetables and juice them up.
Yeah.
I had like one a day or one every other day. And I'm eating the meals that I ordered with the high in protein, low calories. So I feel amazing, dog. Like when I go number two, it don't even smell.
What? We was doing so good until we got to the number two talk.
Yeah, man, I don't take all them. You know, people eat horrible. They just take all these number twos in the bathroom. Like, man, everything's smooth, man. I take minimum number twos, just the required amount a day. I feel like I don't get sleepy. I don't got to take naps when I get home. I'm full of energy at all times.
They can be taking naps.
Yeah, I used to take naps, dog.
Anthony's cranky. It's time for some naps.
Can't get to me between 4 and 6.
Yeah, see. What you need to do is get your jump rope game up.
Man, what are you doing, man? This dude's slamming a jump rope on the ground and stepping over it.
Yeah. The last time he did it with so much force.
Hell, you get that cardio up, son.
How long can you jump rope now?
I don't even count no more, man. I just keep going until I get tired of it.
You do rounds or just jump rope?
No, I just do that, go do some other shit, come back, do that some more. I try to do it until I can't jump no more.
I can't jump no more. I am delivered.
Or go to jump and them feet don't leave the ground. Like, all right, that's it. always jump rope with shoes on if you got a plastic jump rope.
Oh, you bust your dang foot.
Yo, my toe still ain't right.
This dude. Who jumps rope with no shoes? Where are you jump rope with no shoes on at?
In my little area of my house.
You got high ceilings?
Yeah, and high ceilings and linoleum floors.
He said linoleum floors. That's like a semi-pro. I didn't ask what kind of floors you had.
No, I ain't jumping on carpet.
Yeah, I can barely say it, too.
I did. I
almost tanked it. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I started at, what's that Sean T joint?
The hip-hop workout?
No. The regular joint,
the Beast or some shit like that.
Not the P90X, but the other one.
Insanity?
Yeah, Insanity. I put on a video one and cut it off.
Yep.
And then they was doing even the people when the people in the video is tapping out.
Oh man,
yo, I did that P90X once. I did the ab workout, right? Man, I couldn't stand up straight. I had to stay hunched over. I was in so much pain. I'm like, nope, I'm never doing that shit again.
I'm gonna try to do it. I can't do it here. I try to do it here, and I live on the top floor.
Nah, you making too much noise.
So I'm gonna try to go in the mornings to the gym and do it in the gym.
Yeah.
So I loaded it all on my only thing is it's on my phone.
That shit looks small.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't, like, go get a shelf and put it in there to put my phone up on. So I'm going to have my phone on the floor.
looking down at it.
And I got the big old Android laptop phones. I got the iPhone, the little joint.
Yo, speaking of that, man, I'm about to get a new phone. I'm thinking of the iPhone 6 Plus or the Note 4.
Why you want that big
Note
phone?
Note 4, dog. Note 4.
Which
what phone you got now?
The Droid Razer Max.
Note 4, dog.
They both the size of a laptop, right?
Note 4. Yeah. You're highly disappointed when you get that iPhone.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
You ain't even had it. Like, you yep. got the iPhone.
Like, I've had every iPhone.
You had the iPhone 6 Plus?
Yeah.
Really? What happened to
okay.
it? Okay. Where'd it go?
Sold it.
You sold it.
Okay. So don't ask me a question if you go try to
rebuttal my answer. You a phone tester?
Don't ask a question if you don't want the question.
So you a phone tester?
No, I'm not a phone tester, my friend. I just like electronics.
Oh.
Nobody asks you.
So you just buy
about
phones.
The food you eat.
So you like electronics?
Yes. So this guy just every new phone that come out, he just buys it and sells it.
Not everyone. And plus, my job, all our clients buy the new phones too. Guess who's the first one that gets to mess around with it? Wow. This guy.
That don't really count though, unless you have it for at least a year.
Okay.
All phone reviews is worthless unless they have the phone a year.
Okay, if you say so. Until the new one come out.
Man, I say just get the phone that's the cheapest.
Nope, boy.
So whatever phone is the cheapest for you and the cheapest phone plan, get that one.
Nah, yo, I'm gonna go with Verizon, right? And I'm gonna talk my daughter and my wife into getting, like, I think it's the Lucid, the Android Lucid or some shit, because it's $12. You know what I'm saying? And then I can get the Note 4. But all right, with the Verizon Edge plan, they give you a $25 discount. So if the phone is less than $25, it takes money off your bill. You know what I'm saying? So if they get them $12 phones, that'd be $26 off my bill.
They ain't falling for that.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna push it. I'm gonna push it
until they get into that store and go to them lineups that they have lined around the corner.
Hell yeah!
They're gonna start playing with them phones.
How about you and your wife get the $12 phone, and your daughter get the Note 4?
Yeah, that's never gonna happen. I'm thinking about getting her a flip phone.
Dang.
Yo, like, yo, we really had an argument in the store yesterday. She was like, I need an iPhone. Why? Because I can't get certain apps. I'm like, yo, you ain't got a job.
I can't get certain apps.
What is you talking about, man? I need more storage on my phone. You need a phone, period. Don't act like you need some other shit.
This dude. Hey, you heard about what's the title of the story? The man stabs coworker to death over chair prank.
Hey,
what?
Some people ain't supposed to be pranked, man. For real.
A worker at a meat rendering plant stabbed his coworker to death the day after he pulled a chair out from under him. Oh yeah, you gotta die. You pulling chairs out from under me.
Yeah, but the day after though?
He thought about this.
He kept playing in his head or his back was hurting.
He was getting tweets. They had memes about him.
What?
Dang, dude, was 25 he stabbed.
I seen you fall on your ass at work. I'm going to kill this
dude. Emailed it to his family.
Whoa. Peter Adam has been accused of knifing Danny Vasquez, 25, to death at the Mopac plant in Franchoka Township near Philadelphia on Wednesday before slicing his own neck.
Damn.
Nah, man, don't kill you. If you're going to kill me, you better not kill yourself.
For real. Man, that don't make no sense.
He said the 32-year-old was found in a shed along with a note which read, "You think you can destroy me life in front of me family, friends, and the all world and lived? See you in hell, life for life.
My man can't take a joke.
That ain't really a joke though. I mean, I wouldn't have killed you.
You know what I'm saying?
I would beat you up.
You know, I'd have fought you, but not stab you up, B.
Dang, he ruined this whole. This man killed. Dang, everybody died for this.
The chair.
He probably hit his head on the back of the chair too. Because you know, if somebody pull a chair from you, they never pull it back far enough.
Yeah.
So he probably had a headache that whole day. He was heated.
He was already on the edge. He was like, man, one more thing. He mess with me one more time.
I'm killing.
Dang. Yeah, I remember Ramos did some dumb stuff to his coworker. That I could see him getting up for that. What Ramos did. He took that man's phone. It's too stupid. He went in the bathroom. I think he got fired for it. He went in the bathroom, put his head between in his zipper, like a penis, and took a picture.
Oh, that's not that bad. It's fucked up, but it ain't that bad.
But what if you open your phone in front of somebody and like a penis was on your phone?
Oh, that's what you like, huh? No.
That man, the wife picked up his phone, see the finger penis.
Yo, like, yo, some people, man, they go too far with that shit. Like, yo, don't play with me, man. I hate people playing with my food, son. Don't play with my food.
Oh, like y'all did me? Put salt in the sugar? Sugar shaker? Okay.
I have no recollection of what you're speaking of. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about. You're just saying words over there.
This or that?
Okay.
We gonna go with would you rather be locked in a chamber for a day with they have a vent with farts seeping through and you gotta take either the farts of Kim K or Amber Rose all day. Like they stomach hurt and they farting all day and it's just going through this vent.
I'm going to go with Kim K.
Lie there.
I'm going to go with Amber.
Why are you going with
Amber? I'm going with Kim K too because
Kim K look like she got a better diet.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kim K look like she eat bougie.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she eating vegan and shit. You know
what I'm saying? Buddy. Amber. Not with all them surgeries. Surgeries look like she got a better diet.
No,
I'm talking about the money. Yeah. It look like she got a better.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure Amber Rose can drink a half gallon of Hennessy.
Yeah, like Amber Rose is like one of the homies. So you be like, yo, let's go get this chili cheese dog. She down.
You know what I'm saying? She out there putting peanut butter on her chicken and shit. Eat anything, dog. Yeah, I gotta go with Kim K on that one, dog.
Yeah, Kim K be like, ew, street vendor? Yeah, right.
Saying, yo, she eating clean, dog.
She got all them naked magazine shoots up coming up, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, we just see Amber in what? Trinidad, Tobago, twerking with random dudes.
Yeah, you're right.
Eating curry goat and shit.
Yeah. She in the hood. All right, let's see. We got the next one. Oh, would you rather lose a leg or your penis?
Leg.
Gone.
Dang. They said leg. Man.
Cutting off yourself.
I need my leg, dog.
You need the leg?
Yeah, man. Walk. I ain't trying to be hopping around out here the rest of my life.
Man, I'm going to get that prosthetic. With the jeans all the time. And some J's.
Can't get no prosthetic.
Get my stroke game on.
Can't get no prosthetic penis that feel like this one. You know what I'm saying, dude?
This man gonna be the fittest man with no penis.
For no, I think in good shape for no reason.
Exactly. That's when you just let yourself go.
You know what I'm saying? Or you gotta be gay. That's it, dog.
All right, man. I'm no penis. I mean, no leg. All right, would you rather eat asparagus only for 3 months or fried chicken for 3 months?
for real?
I feel like it's a racist question.
That is racist to the
motherfucker. No, it ain't. What y'all go with?
Man, you know we going with that bird shit.
See, it's a trick. I'm going with the asparagus.
Why?
Dude, fried chicken for 3 months, you might die.
Asparagus for 3 months, you're going to die from the smell.
No, asparagus for 3 months, I might look like Terrell Owens.
Asparagus make your pee stink, man. I can't do that.
All right, your fried chicken going to make that cholesterol in your blood. You're going to have a heart attack.
Blood like crazy.
Hell yeah. You
have a headache every day. Yeah, I'm sick of asparagus. I want to live.
Hold on. What? I'm sticking with the asparagus. I want to live.
Yeah. It's
from the motherfucker to get his burger animal style. Come on.
Yeah, that's one burger in one day.
Hey, you've eaten more donut burgers than I've seen. That's fucked up.
Dude, you're eating fried chicken every day. That means every time you hungry, it's fried chicken. Come on, man. You out of there, dude. Casket life. Yo, y'all see that video? Y'all see the dude who ate McDonald's every day?
Yeah, yo, he was sick.
Man didn't even remember his name. Like,
he was so tired.
Going up the stairs?
Sitting in the car eating, throwing up. And yo, he was hurt, man.
Yo, that doctor's like, yo, you got to stop this.
Yo, and that was like 2 days in.
Oh, all right, one more. Would you rather live in 120-degree weather with a sometimey AC or below or negative 20 degrees with a cozy working heater?
Okay, I'm already doing the ladder, and I don't like it, so I'll take that buck 20.
With that sometimey AC, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that AC might not work for a week and a half, dog.
Hey, I'll just be sweating, son.
Oh, man.
Oh, what was the second one again?
Negative 20 degrees, but your heater work.
Oh, I'm going to negative 20.
I want to go outside.
I don't want nothing to do with cold, no.
What are you going outside for? To die?
No, to get out the house sometime.
Buck 20? What are you doing outside?
Man, I used to work in a buck.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going.
We played full court basketball in a buck 30, dog.
Hell yeah.
Because girls was out there.
Basketball court, that girls there.
Yo, I be looking back like, yo, what was we doing?
For real.
And we was playing hard.
I had to work where we had to walk the perimeter, right? Uh-huh. It took a half hour to get around. And it was hot. It was hot. Just walking to this shit like, God damn, son.
Heck nah. Well, I'm out of here.
Any voicemails? Anything like that?
Nah, I ain't seen no voicemails.
Okay.
Any shout outs?
Shout out to Ray J on a successful recovery. Shout out to Shaheen. We got Noise in the Air 5 coming soon.
Well, no doubt.
We got the Timeout show up right now. Shout out to Marv.
Shout out to Rick Shell.
Pretty Rick is what they call.
Oh, yeah. I always forget. Shout out to Casey Howard for checking out the show and posting it.
Who?
Shout out to the people who about to forget that sweaters when I posted the picture. Y'all can check them out on the website, forgetthatyo.com.
Should I put this nigga on blast? Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
I think you should do it.
Man. Yo, my man, y'all see, yo, like, yo, this nigga, yo, he like my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. And we talking, he called me, like, man, I just listened to the show. y'all crazy with them AKAs and shit, right? And I'm like, man, so what else did you listen to? That's all he got, right? I was like, so, okay, so you're telling me that you listen to the show just the beginning. I've been doing this shit for about 4 years, man. You have listened to one I made you listen to, one I asked you to listen to, which I don't know if you did or not. And now you telling me this shit at the beginning. Come on, man. I got motherfuckers I don't know fucking with me heavy. You ain't bought a shirt. You ain't got a wrist. I said, nigga, I love you. And you ain't done none of this shit. All right, man, I'm going to be a better friend. You fucking faggot.
He went from, I ain't going to say that to.
Man.
Yo, I got a shout out too, man. Quit. All right. Y'all got to quit bigging up whack stuff, man.
Yo.
Somebody posted something. It was terrible. And they in there talking about, oh, this is it. This the one. Y'all got to quit lying to these people.
For real.
It is 2015. There's no reason your work should look like it was back from 1963.
Stop celebrating mediocrity.
This is ridiculous. Forget that, yo. I'm going to start putting hashtag forget that, yo. And I ain't watching the Oscars tonight because I don't care.
The Oscars coming on?
Here we go. Walking Dead tonight. Arrow. Oh, yeah. Fire. Oh. What else is fire? Oh, your boy. Y'all ever read comics when you was little?
Yeah.
Y'all remember the gorilla?
On the man. Flash? Yes.
Yeah, he in there.
He in that Flash.
He said, wasn't that McGilla?
It was like Tank. I forgot his name. I'm not even going to tank it.
It ain't McGilla, though, is it?
No.
Oh.
Tank.
He's stupid. All right, I'm about to say y'all out?
Peace.
Later.
Monkey.
Chicken show is tasty.
Pussy. Now say it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
There you go.
I'm a beast.
You can be taught.
What? Old dogs can learn new tricks. Those swelligums, man. Damn it.
You think this is a game?
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
John Lennon of the Beatles is dead.
Isaac Hayes found dead at his home.
Rapper, whose actual name is Christopher Wallace, shot and killed in a drive-by shooting.
Tupac Shakur dead at the age of 25 of gunshot wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th in Las Vegas. You just don't expect it. Superman just doesn't die, right?
Michael Jackson dead at the age of 50. Lester Holt here with us in our studio.
Not everybody lives, but everybody dies. So while I'm in your head, I'm shooting for the sky. Landing on the moon, walking on the sun. Taking over the game, get it back when we done. Not everybody lives, but everybody dies. So while I'm in your head, I'm shooting for the sky. Landing on the moon, walking on the sun. Taking over the game, get it back when we done. I'll get it back when we done.
10,000 hands in the air, have you ever seen? Work 9 to 5 or 5 to 9, do you ever dream? Stay in the red, but my stalk is green. Proud like I reached the clouds, all off a beam. Dreams on Lucid, films on Lucas. Sound on surround and the crowd on stupid. Who that chick Dion? That's Dion on Clueless. You circling around the money, sitting in a cubic car. Filled with dreams, they said I'm too corny. Funny, I got the ears all on me. Fears all gone and my peers all wrong. So keep your true sense in every phrase y'all coin me. That's just common sense, all the hate and I honored it. I don't leak, I quantum it. I don't answer, I problem it. I just drop shit while they asking what a colonic is. Pinky, you know what I'm fond but everybody dies. So while a nigga here, I'm shooting for the sky, landing on the moon, walking on the sun, taking over the game, get it back when we done. Not everybody lives, but everybody dies. So while a nigga here, I'm shooting for the sky, landing on the moon, walking on the sun, taking over the game, get it back when we done. I'll give it back when we done. They said I smile too much to be an a-hole, and these girls are too much for me to take home. Bad as Beyonce, could be a fiance, but she way too horny to have a halo. And these niggas ain't on me like I'm a J. Cole. More work for me, just more persons to see that one day that kid out of Kansas could be a J-Ho. Cut them slack, the same cats and not the rap. I'm overly optimistic, maybe a dream chaser after some things that I seen on a screensaver. Turn the lion's den into a king slayer. No wonder they say, busy where you been, player? Where the wild things are and the kids wear crowns. If we don't eat supper, we just tear that bitch down. Said we was crowning, but we far from the ground. Crossed all our teeth, dotted eyes on the ground. Everybody lives, but everybody dies. So while a nigga here, I'm shooting for the sky, landing on the moon, walking on the sun, taking over the game, get it back when we done. Not everybody lives, but everybody dies. So while a nigga here, I'm shooting for the sky, landing on the moon, walking on the sun, taking over the game, get it back when we done. I'll get it back when we done. Live in the air, we reaching for something, believing in nothing, but fucking man, we want everything. Uh-huh, we want everything. Uh-huh, we want everything. Hands in the air, we reaching for something, believing in nothing, but fucking man, we want everything. Uh-huh, we want everything. Uh-huh, we want everything. Lives, but everybody dies. So while a nigga here, I'm shooting for the sky, landing on the moon, walking on the sun, taking over the game, get it back when we done. Not everybody lives, but everybody dies. So while a nigga here, I'm shooting for the sky, landing on the moon, walking on the sun, taking over the game, get it back when we done. I'll get it back when we done.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got